Welcome. Today is the 5th of June, and this is the Arts and Culture Commission for the City of West Glen. So Kurt, and I'm Doug. Hopefully the last time you'll hear my voice on this is the beginning of the year. All right, does everybody have the agenda for today?
Yes.
So, first on the agenda, welcome. So welcome all. FYI, I guess. Our AC in this part of the unit, of the building, is broken. It finally gave out after 20 some odd years, believe it, and it's the motor. So they ordered it in last week. It's supposed to have been here, and it's not here yet. So the rest of the building is nice and cool. This happens to be not so cool, so I opened this up, we'll just try to, which tells us it is at the root at 77.7 meters. We will get a little cooler.
That's good to quantify our discomfort.
Yes. is everybody okay? We can open up more doors. Okay. All right. So the first thing on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. And if you want to look them over, the way that I asked Mel to do them, which you have here, and are also, we try to get them out and available on the website, the city site, for all of the advisory boards and commissions, so that they're ready to go in a draft form. Since we're recording this, and most people can listen to the recording if they were looking for specific pieces of it, the details aren't as great as in some of the other minutes that we do, if that's okay, because it's especially early on here with a lot of things that are happening. We also add attachments to each of the things that we talked about. So like the last time we met, some of you brought some things for us to share with each other, other arts and culture commissions across the United States and some of their bylaws. So we just mentioned those, we submit those as attachments. So you should be able to find pretty much a really good historical record of what we do today and what we've done in the last two other days. That seem okay? Does anybody object to that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Okay, so the next point would be to approve those minutes. If they look the way that they should have in your eyes, somebody can then put a motion for it and second it, and we can vote. You can all vote on it. Well, I'm sorry.
I moved to
approve. Oh, yay, okay. All right, all in favor?
I just wanted to kind of explain something. I went into some history, at the meeting, and I kind of read off the Imagine West Glen thing. I just want to explain the reason I did that is because the mayor asked me to. So I don't know if you want that to be in there so that you can see where you did that. We thought we should be doing that. But anyway, it doesn't matter to me because you can hear it from the recording.
So we have a second and we used to vote, right? Okay. So did we vote? We did? Or let's vote again. All in favor of accepting the minutes as presently constituted?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so carries. All right, so the next thing is public comments. This is when, if we were in other meetings, there might be people that have wanted to present, as you know, information for us. As you can see from this, there is nobody here other than us, so we will assume that we will go forward with that without having any comments. All right, so the next on the agenda is the election of the chair and the vice chair. So I first want to say we can move this to later on if you want in the meeting. I would really love to do it today, as you all know, as I've said the last three times. So I won't reiterate that again, but this is your body, this is your group, I'm just a liaison to you. It doesn't have to be right here, it can move down. How many of you feel comfortable in doing it now? How many of you would like some more time during the evening to do it later? Or how close may your devolve you want to wait for this?
I don't care either way, but can we just go around and say who each other is, because I also don't know everybody.
I am I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just trying to figure out who we're missing.
Okay, so we are missing Mary, but let's, okay, and they, go ahead.
My name's Nancy Munson.
I'm MJ Steele.
Carrie Gilbert.
Carrie Cummings, City Council.
Lori Griffin.
Doug Erickson.
I'm Lori Green.
And so what who's missing is, remember Mary from last month's meeting, and then I believe they.
Beata.
I'm sorry, yes, Beata. Beata's missing, and then Mel, who's usually here, will be here in a while, but she's not, she's just a liaison. She works with people. She's more than just a liaison. I mean, more than just a Beata. Super staff. Okay. So, with that in mind, do we feel comfortable in going forward, or do you want to wait? And I'll speak here once.
I don't feel like I know people well enough to know who would be a good chair and vice chair.
Oh, really?
We can make a horrible decision right now.
Do you have an idea of how long they would be chair for?
1 year.
1 year.
Or if you go on the go to missing persons or to federal protection, maybe.
By the way, that question reminded me when we met, a subset of us met for our
McLean House?
Yes.
Okay.
The question came up of how long the terms were, and there was some confusion about that.
Yes.
And I went back and listened to a snippet. I wasn't smart to write it down, but I listened to a snippet of the city council meeting where the different groups in the animal commission. And in there they speak. There's no formality around it. It's just like for this many years this person, this many years this person. Because it's all different, so that was staggered. So I just wanted to mention that because I forgot to mention that last time, but it's there right. Is an official thing that's staggering all of them just over and over.
About that.
Is that what you, as you know,
the terms have to be staggered so we don't lose everyone all at once.
Right, right.
Like that I wouldn't be able to tell you. I can't remember.
But it's in that recording, so.
It is in that recording. Well, I think we can also go back to find out from the city recorder. I will ask Captain Molesky if she will have had the terms that would, and will know. I would imagine she would, first person I would ask to know what the. Each person's term is at this point, so I will do that.
Would it help if we went around and gave some of our experience, our board and commission experience?
Sure.
Well,
we kind of did that last
week. Oh, did you?
Okay. Well, why don't you, since you didn't get to share it, so why don't you share about some things that.
Does anybody else having trouble, like, hearing each other with the fan going loud?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just wondering if we could all sit closer, or?
Well, that's much better.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think it's too hot. Let me know. Sorry about
that. Okay, since you don't know me, and I apologize for missing meetings and some medical issues. Anyway, I'm MJ Steele. I work at Westland High School, and let's see. I have been on the library board on and off since 1986 and serve as board member, chairman, vice chairman, liaison. As far as arts, being on this, I'm very passionate about arts and culture. I had a theater minor at University of Portland when I was there. And we have a lot of music. I'm involved in musicals and theater here. So that's
with the high school, right? With the high school.
High school and high school and middle school for the district. And then one of my sons is an actor and has a theater company, so we have productions in the backyard. And I've been on a theater board too.
Did you have Shakespeare in your backyard last summer? I went to that.
Oh, did you?
That was fun. I couldn't hear a thing, but it was delightful.
We did The Tempest.
The Tempest, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you going to do that again this year?
As You Like It.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful. What's the date?
Do you know, I don't know the date yet. I mean, they just kind of show up.
Yeah, it's just delightful.
Yes,
it's a potluck, and it's in a big backyard.
Yeah, oh, great.
Right at the high school, you know?
Yeah, just below the high school. So you'll all have to come. It's really, it's really wonderful Shakespeare. Okay, that's me.
Thank you, Angie.
Anybody else want to share anything about who they are and what they do and why they're here? Okay. So back to the question: are we going to? I'm going to ride this like a circus right now. This is not going to. You're not going to hear me not say it until it's happened. So you have every right to disregard anything I say, though. So that's quite cool.
Is there anyone who is interested in? I suppose I didn't want to nominate someone who should just find out by nominating them.
I'd be happy to throw my hat in the ring as vice chair, but having had no commissioning experience since high school when I was the liaison with the Youth Arts Commission, I don't know that I'm comfortable.
I do have a question. I'm the one person that has the 1 year term. My term expires at the end of this year, so it doesn't qualify me. But if I wanted to be reappointed, how would I go about doing it? Would I just reapply?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I can't throw my hat in the ring because I'm only going to be here on 6 months, unless I get reappointed.
So you only got a 1 year term?
Yep.
Yeah.
Expires, and I question that. I see, wow, you know, okay. I understand all the status.
Uh-huh. I think that
matters. Excuse me.
It is, yeah.
I would say I have no commission experience outside of my organization either. Basically out of pocket this summer for the most part, I'm traveling and this is my case. But I would be the vice chair. Or consider some sort of co-chair role. I feel like we owe it to Doug to take him out of this role that he desperately really wants to get out of.
Well, it's, I love all of you. I'm happy to do this, but this is not my role in this area. That I can't actually be the lead one and the chair. I can't even be on the board. So one day when I'm maybe not library director, because I do live here, maybe then I will come back to the board.
Which is going to be
not the case.
The library board has any say in it. It will be for a very, 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 very long time.
Yes.
I do have experience as a chair, and well, so I'd be happy to do it.
Right.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else want to?
Well, one more thought too. I appreciate you. It's a big job, you know, setting agenda and stuff like that too. I appreciate that. But has anybody asked Mary Klessner or Vivi what their thoughts are? Has anybody talked with them or anything like that?
Okay. It seemed from the last meeting that Mary wasn't interested.
Okay.
That's but
good.
I do not talk to
her
yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think she is interested?
She said she's not interested.
But
so,
Beata was up.
Yeah, we don't know.
But on the other hand, it is on the agenda.
Right.
Okay. I second her request to become chair.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. You have experience. Yeah. And excellent.
Okay, so we'll probably just need a second for Carrie for vice chair.
Second Carrie?
Okay, so all in favor of MJ for chair of the Arts and Culture Commission? And Carrie for vice chair of the Arts and Culture Commission.
Wait a minute, how about we have somebody make a motion for that?
Okay. We have a motion for Carrie for vice chair and for MJ for chair for the Arts and Culture Commission for this year, 2019.
So moved, yeah.
All right, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor of MJ's, this way you don't want me here. MJ Steele as chair of the Arts and Culture Commission and
Carrie Gilbert as Vice Chair of the Arts and Culture Commission, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Done.
You get to check that out.
All right. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. So, as the chair, you get to run the rest of the show. I'm happy to help you if any along the way if you like.
Do you want me to move over there, or am I?
No, you're
okay,
right
good.
There.
All right.
I'm note taking right now too, so I've got the double duties. So
perfect.
I'm now single duties.
Okay, welcome. We've had the election. Let's move on to discussion of the mission statement.
So, if you don't mind, I'll intervene. So this document here that I believe Carrie and Lauren and Nancy contributed to with track changes. Mm-hmm. So Matt just printed them all out because there's really not a way for us to electronically do it in the form that we would love to do it in and still be public, you know, so we can all share it and the mm-hmm. public can see it. So this is probably right now the best way to go about doing that.
We only have a printout of the percent for art, so we don't have a printout of
the language for that. What's that?
The mission statement is not on this. It's just the code.
Yeah. Okay. Time out.
Percent for art and city code.
Do you have the capability of putting it up on the overhead?
I believe so in a second here. So so what I think I have here is this is it. All right, so this one
I see. Okay.
The email chain?
This is the email changes for the suggestions, I'm sorry, for the mission statement. And that's the ones from Carrie, Lauren, and Nancy.
But these should be on
the
attachment. My changes are not identical in the body of the email.
And
it's
not
word
on
attachment.
Here.
No, this is the color.
I printed out,
and then
okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm going to keep these things by sending all the text attachments, so she kind of thought that she had everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought about
putting
them all together, but
that's more confusing.
So, keep talking.
Well, I want to thank all you guys for working on it.
I wanted to take that from Cheyenne and thank you for wholesale. And they have so many points in that one.
Yeah, I really like that. I have it here, Doug. The one
I can put
Carrie
it
sent.
Just
okay.
Me a
should we more explicitly kind of decouple the levels of like the lofty, why do we need this succinctly versus more verbosely, and here's exactly out like some of the channels through which we deliver across the loftiness. But that seems like too big of a thing to
just tackle in an email, so yeah, that's kind of where I landed on that.
So let me see it okay, or I can make it.
Yeah, that was the second page, right? Wasn't there a first page, Carrie? This is, I printed it out.
So my email had these two attachments. There was another attachment that I didn't touch. I didn't make any edits to the mission
statement. Oh, I got it.
Which was actually in a separate thread.
Shall we try to pull up another one as well?
Sorry,
it's okay. Just
my attempts at making it easier failed tremendously.
I haven't gone on a Word document.
It's the email about the minutes that has several replies to it that has the attachment. And Lauren, I think you replied that said month. So search for Lauren.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to have been heard.
All right, so I'm sorry, I am not feeling any too hard today.
What did you just send
there? This one there. Yes.
That close to the fact that it's
I took whatever was initially that.
So, do you want to just, what would you like them to do?
So, if we scroll down the second section of the red, that's sort of the newest draft. That was from what we started with.
So, you remember that we got the, what I call a writer prompt for the mission statement. And this is what I believe was being added, that was kind of the foundational one, even though it wasn't necessarily had to be it. It was one that you've added and subtracted from, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what this represents here is Lauren's edits to that document.
And Lauren. And my edits.
Mm-hmm. They're all incorporated in this document?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Andy sent them first, and then I added.
Oh, you added? Okay, so this is where I'm
going to start. That's the most up to date.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Yeah. So.
Middle of those two middle paragraphs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did all of you get a copy of this? So is there
we all got it in our email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your email. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So is this where you want to start? Okay.
Carrie, how is your, or what you said, different from this?
It was, so I wasn't looking at this when I wrote that, so there is an overlap, but the intention of it, other than just viewing from was to have more kind of, because we had talked about, like, you know, like, here's the mission, and here's the goals, and then when we're considering a particular activity, we can say, like, oh, that's great, but it doesn't really fall in line with our goals, so maybe another time. And so I was trying to create more, you know, smaller umbrellas under which
specific,
budget items or activities or whatever it fall.
So that idea of the mission statement here with then specific ways to support the mission statement. That's what Carrie posed, right? The bullet points. Yeah,
And I wasn't trying to, like, disrupt this. I just really
liked
that.
No, I do too. And I really liked those quotes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like bullet points because it's easy to.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a vote to, what would you like to do from here?
Are we going to try to take those two paragraphs and make that a mission statement? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking to know what you want to do.
I think it reads really well. The commission believes in the rich variety of cultures in our region. Enriches and rich are redundant in the sense.
Yeah, that might be too much richness.
It's a little too rich with
you. Yeah, exactly.
So what I'm going to do is, it's okay. I'm just going to,
yeah.
I'm going to do this and then I can
copy
then,
it.
Yes, and then, we'll then we can have edit. A thin copy here okay. on the edit. Does that make sense?
Sure.
You might even want to do on that same document because
it's
redundant.
Doug, you can paste that onto the four bullets and one that carries them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
eventually, you want them all in one.
Onto one?
Yeah,
yeah so that one you had open with the four bullets.
Not that
one. Not that one.
Right.
Not that one. That's where you're talking
from.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go here and then.
Not that one.
Yeah,
that's
a copy
and paste.
So it's a different
document. Not this one right here?
Mm-hmm. You've got that in your buffer, so then go back to, there's a different file that you have open.
I was just going to add it to the bottom of the page, isn't that what you want?
But it's
all
on there right now, you're going to take off the page that you copy the thing.
Got the one that's the bullets.
Right?
Yes.
One
of those
things.
Sorry,
being
personal, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This one?
No. Never mind that. It's
there. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So you can just add that to the beginning of that.
Yeah.
So right at the beginning?
Yeah. Control D.
Cut and paste.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right, so I will try and scribe this through for you. So what is the first thing that you want done?
I was just that one line. I think it reads very, very well. The commission believes the rich variety of cultures in our region enriches our lives. That's a little awkward. That's the
take out rich?
Yes.
The variety?
The variety. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Variety.
So,
yes.
They can't just do it enhanced as
well. Show me where you're
The commission believes we just take out that variety.
Just the word rich.
Just take that word rich out. We can have enriches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Commission believes the variety of our cultures in our region enriches our lives. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. So, do you want to the added red here? Would you like that black or standardized? Do you want to keep that in?
Yes. Yes.
You know, I think it'd be really valuable for someone to read it out loud to see how it flows.
Okay.
Chair, would you do that?
Yes, of course. The functions of the Arts and Culture Commission of the City of West Glen are to advance the arts in a way that promotes communication, education, appreciation, should be sponsored commoner, appreciation and collaboration throughout the City of West Glen, to preserve, celebrate, and share the arts and culture of the many diverse groups, people, and history of the area, to create partnerships with businesses and government, to increase communication and understanding between all people through many aspects of art and culture, including but not limited to visual arts, music, dance, language, theater arts, and all cultural attributes, and to advise the City Council on matters and issues relevant to arts and culture. Most importantly, the Commission will promote arts and culture as a vital element and the quality of life for all residents of and visitors to the City of West Glen. The Arts and Culture Commission of the City of West Glen is committed to advancing equity and diversity. We strive to foster an atmosphere of inclusivity, creativity, and respect so all feel inspired to participate and express themselves and their identity. The Commission believes the variety of cultures in our region enriches our lives. We seek to create space for dialogue that includes and connects all members of our community.
Can I make a little comment?
Yes, you may.
Yes,
right.
Yes, you may.
In your second sentence, you're saying promotes communication, you're using the word communication, and then I see it again in the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line. And this is all one sentence. So how would you like to address that?
My suggestion is the ultimate sentence in that first paragraph is most important.
I think it has to.
If that's most important, that should be the first.
Very first. Right. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the most important.
Right. Yes. So. The Commission will promote.
Mm-hmm.
First paragraph.
You know this is a heater thing? You're going to shoot that on in
a second. I'm happy to.
Oh, good. Okay, a little bit.
Okay.
So the top red dot there,
yeah.
We're going to put most.
Actually, just take out most importantly, because it's the first sentence. Then it should start with
the commission.
Yeah.
And then cut and paste that up.
And that's out.
And it will be now first
well, first yeah. part of the first.
Whole sentence can be cut and pasted to the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Commission will promote arts and culture as a vital element in the quality of life for all residents.
Yes.
And visitors to the city of West
Glen. It disappeared.
At the top of
oh,
that.
Oh, throughout the city of West Glen. Okay.
Oh, we have people in the city.
I don't know what happened. Let's see.
Oh, you know, I don't think that sentence got copied and we're pasting.
Oh, yeah.
Undo.
Yeah, control Z.
Been pasting.
Right.
Okay, and then undo again. Okay. Control X. I don't know about that.
Command X.
Okay. And then control V in the front of the paragraph.
The Commission will promote arts and culture as a vital element in the quality of life for all residents of and visitors to the City of West Glen.
And can we use the more formal, lengthy title of the Commission?
Arts and Culture Commission. Culture Commission.
Of the City of West Glen.
Or what it should be, will or shall.
Or should it be promoted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then it's
promote.
Promote.
We're doing it now.
That's right. We're going to believe Will and just
promote. Just say, yeah, promote.
So we might not need the two of us in there, so.
Yeah, no.
I think
yeah.
It's just.
But we should leave it and anything.
Promote.
Oh, you should say the City of West Glen Arts and Cultural Commission.
No, you just have it twice in that sentence.
City of West Glen. Yeah.
Oh, I see. The second.
Because then you can just say the functions of the commission are. You just need to use the whole name of the first
Yeah.
You want to say the quality of life for all residents and visitors.
Yeah.
Yeah, then to the city, there. Just delete the...
To the city.
To the city.
We can give her those comments.
You want city in or out by itself, just the word.
And the lead and the in.
I'm sorry. One time. So, first question, does city stay or does it go?
City stay.
Period?
Period.
Okay, next.
What is the second in?
And the karma goes.
For all residents and visitors. Take out.
Yeah. Residents of and visitors.
And then that
comment. Yes.
Residents of.
Good.
Residents of.
And visitors
stay. Promotes. Commission promotes.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Promotes should be promotes.
Yeah.
Plural?
Yes, because it's singular commission promotes.
And the next line, I think. The functions of the Arts and Culture Commission.
Commission. The lead of the city of Westland. Mm-hmm.
Yes, here it is. Yep.
Yep. Well, colon, you want to.
Just delete the comma. You got the colon after R.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's grammar. We're gonna make sure the party
talks.
Yeah, talks good.
This grammar I wanted to do.
This grammar should be cool.
I'm gonna have coaching.
Give us a few places where, well, we should be consistent with our, this is the type of thing that comes as an EDA. But we should be consistent in our use of the Oxford comma or not.
Like, I agree.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
Use it before the Oxford comma.
Yeah. I'm for the Oxford comma.
Oh,
right,
that's so seven.
I'm slow to the tape, so you need to speak clearly to me as to what you want.
So after appreciation in that second line, you need a comma.
You want a comma after appreciation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now here's where we have communication the second time, as Terry pointed out, Phil. We want to just say to increase understanding and to take out communication because we have communication up here. So does to increase?
Well, you have understanding and understanding right after that. Increase understanding.
To increase understanding.
Yeah.
To take out communication and.
I would say, I mean, is there still other word
differently? Well, what would happen if after the word government you just said
dialogue
and all people? Because you're, aren't you already talking about communication, education? Isn't that all about understanding in the first line?
Yeah, I think the partnership sense part was about the economic piece that was it Lori last time or brought up that and Mary to some extent also talked about that. It caught helping local businesses.
Partnership and understanding.
That's like an economic
piece. Yeah.
And well, and the understandings are different too, right? Because in the first one we were talking about communication.
Yes.
The arts themselves, and then mm-hmm. the second one, it's more between people.
Connecting people.
Connecting. That's what I would propose maybe adding some free dialogue.
Dialogue somewhere else.
Dialogue.
Okay. In the lesson, we seek to create space for dialogue.
Can I say on that? When you're using the word collaboration in the first part of your sentence, would that be the place where you would talk about your collaboration, like who with? Sometimes you use the word collaboration, then you're talking about like.
Well, then you, with don't you say though, that you're saying collaboration throughout the city of Westland.
Yeah.
I
think
people collaborate with each other
and
people.
Well, we can look up that.
Yeah. Well, I think as a mission statement, you don't want to get
super into the weeds, right?
No. Functions of the Arts and Cultural Commission are to advance the arts in a way that promotes communication, education, appreciation, and collaboration throughout the city of Westland. To preserve, celebrate, and share the arts and culture of the many diverse groups, peoples, and history of the area. To create partnerships with business and government. To increase understanding between all people through many aspects of art and culture, including, but not limited to, visual arts, music, dance, language arts, theater arts, and all cultural attributes. And to advise the City Council on matters and issues relevant to arts and culture.
That very last comment should be a sentence.
Yes.
Yeah.
After that, should be a sentence.
Damn, you must have got an A in the name of the girl.
Not a comma, yes.
Is it language arts? Because that would be poetry, writing, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we were thinking all aspects of language.
Yes.
But yeah, it could be arts or it could just be.
Language? I don't know.
A language.
Language, okay.
I like language arts in a very specific
high school class.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have this paragraph.
The Arts and Culture Commission of the City of Westland. Mm-hmm.
We probably don't have to repeat it again.
No, I think the Arts and Culture
Commission.
Take out of the City of Westland.
The Arts and Culture Commission, City of Westland.
Take out of
the
City of
Westland.
Because we already set it up above.
Yeah. We prefaced it at the very
end.
You could just put ACC.
The Arts and Culture Commission is committed to advancing equity and diversity. We strive to foster an atmosphere of inclusivity, creativity, and respect, so all feel inspired to participate and express themselves and their identities. The Commission believes a variety of cultures in our region enriches our lives. We seek to create space for dialogue that includes and connects all members of our community.
Then Carrie's part, scroll down.
Okay, so down here?
Yes. So these are just more, I guess, specific
goals.
Yeah.
Increase access to the arts for all members of our community, regardless of age, income, mobility, background, or prior experience with the arts, through affordable, inclusive, and diverse displays, events, and performances. Advocate for and partner with local artists, art organizations, and cultural heritage groups by providing opportunities to showcase and educate others about their work. Preserve and promote our local cultural heritage by hosting events that celebrate the intersection of the arts and culture, including opportunities for local residents with diverse backgrounds to share their heritage. Empower our community to love art, value art spaces, appreciate diversity, and participate in community projects.
I don't know if we can empower someone to love.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Pardon me? I don't know if you can empower someone to love.
You can empower them to experience
the art.
Empower artists meaning to appreciate.
Love is a different
one. We have appreciate.
Or maybe to appreciate art, diversity.
You could say value art spaces and diversity.
To experience arts.
Yeah, I like experience.
Okay.
The value art spaces is important. Appreciate diversity. Participate.
Yeah.
Power of community to.
So change love to
experience.
Yeah.
Because that's an active.
Yeah. Participation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you mean by value art spaces? It sounds physical.
And maybe it's less relevant for us that one, I think that bullet is verbatim from the
other documents, and in their case, they actually have a physical space that's much more about.
Displays or?
Yeah. So maybe in their case, it's much more grounded in the physical space. It's a building.
Okay. I forgot there might be many buildings.
Like if they're, I don't even know, say if there are art galleries in town, or if there are performance spaces, or if
there are exhibit spaces.
What I like about the term value is that it implies a level of a level of desire and a level of product.
Yeah.
It's not monetary, but there's things that we value that we don't put monetary price on.
But perhaps, yeah, in response to that, maybe this say to experience and value art.
But art spaces, well,
I like the
physicalness of it, because an art space could be in a park,
Sure.
You know, so that there would be,
like a library.
I'm thinking of like Oswego, where they've got those art spaces.
Yes.
And we may not have them now, but we hope to have them in the future.
We can do value art and culture.
Right?
Pardon
me, what?
I'm a little caught up on word spaces because it's.
Well, what I'm saying is that we don't have them now.
Yeah.
We could. This is a goal.
Yeah.
So we don't have them now. We could have them in the future.
Yeah. And they could be temporary. They could be like a performance.
Absolutely.
Where you're transforming the space.
Actually, I think that term value art spaces.
Yeah.
Because it is a goal. It's someplace that we want to be. The fact that we may not have it now.
Yeah.
Does not mean that in a year, in 2 years, we will have art spaces that we want to value.
Yeah.
And if we do value it, it's one of our goals, so then we will therefore create.
Because these are always something that we can revisit.
Aspirational.
Well, then would you say create art spaces?
I mean, for me, it's evokes the idea of somebody in the community walking down the pathway behind the library and
seeing
really,
sculpture.
Like, seeing those sculptures and being like, wow, this is a really cool space for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily like, here's a room where everything has to go and there's a building on the lovely right there.
Right.
Like, but it's just, it's evocative more than.
Yes.
It's not a
perfect word, value is evocative.
In fact, one of the articles we were sent before the last one was all about the art of placemaking.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, and that can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
We could have it in someone's backyard with Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Absolutely. It even has a tree. It's the Duke's Oaks.
Maybe we already have it.
Yeah, it's and it's actually part of the White Savannah.
It is. It's an oak.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A beautiful
oak.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
All white oaks.
Yeah.
White Savannah.
It's amazing.
This looks like
we have other goals.
I have a question. Why does regardless of age income have to be parenthetical?
I just did it from a readability standpoint, but if that feels like it's devaluing that, then
well, if someone can't afford to participate in art installation, are we going to turn them away because they can't?
Well, you're saying that the parentheses devalue the same, right?
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying regardless of age, income,
I see. I did this devalue it. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I would take
comma
that.
Instead of parentheses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On either end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
That's much more inclusive.
So, what would you like to do?
So, that whole phrase of the parentheses.
Just
the phrase, but set it aside with commas instead of parentheses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Comma. Space. And after art, another comma. With the arts comma.
Down the line.
Look at two things at once. Okay, got it.
Good. Increase access to the arts for all members of our community, regardless of age, income, mobility, background, or prior experience with the arts, through affordable, inclusive, and diverse displays, events, and performances.
I like it.
So, are you wanting to adopt this as...
Well, I like that.
So, do we have any more comments or edits from the group?
Any more goals? That's a lot of goals.
Well, should we fill in three lines above the bullets?
Well, do you want to look at this, or do you want a printout so that you can physically look at the document? I'm fine with this. Okay.
And do we want Mary and Beata to weigh in, or should the city, since it...
Well, how about if we just say it's proposed?
Yeah.
Or draft.
Draft.
We can draft it.
Final vote next month.
How about this? We can draft it and send it out as an email and ask for an email vote. There's no reason that we have to wait for the next meeting.
Okay.
Can I hear?
Clara? Or do we need a
motion? Well, unless we need a motion on that.
Thank you. And the motion, I'm not sure if I have one.
And you can take out this parenthesis here.
Oh, one second.
Okay. We will need to drink the water.
Okay.
You can take this borrowing heavily part out.
But we could delete all three of those and just say draft the proposed goals, and then same with the mission statement, we can idea of the
Well,
that's out.
Yeah.
And the piece above it is out too.
I'm sorry. What's that?
You can get rid of the or you can put it at the top of the document.
The bold part there, cut it and put it at the top.
Page one.
This
side. You want it here?
No, this bold part, Westland Arts and Culture
Commission.
Delete that or cut it. Select. Then.
Replace the
edit
ideas
with
that. Control
B. The turn.
All right.
We'll
take out the red
bowl. And then we just need to remake.
And functions as a bowl.
We need to remake this a bullet point. That needs to be one of these.
Formatting.
Having to do that. But
that's one of
those.
If you hit tab, it might
match through
before you.
Yeah.
Hit tab again.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are
good.
Set.
So let's
make it all black. The draft to...
I got it.
So are we scheduled to meet in July?
July 10th.
July 10th. Okay.
And also
then with
July
council
15th.
On the 15th.
Well, she'll be at the council.
Thank you. I was just wondering.
Okay. So it's all should be the same color, same font.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Is that what you want?
Yeah. That's good.
We want to say Westland Arts and Culture Commission mission statement, draft mission statement. Is that our, what we're calling it, or are we calling it, Westland Arts and Culture Commission
draft,
or you just add it. draft mission statement.
And goals?
And goals.
And then we can
take that up as a second one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then down below we can take out proposed, their draft of political organization.
The state goals.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
for
being on the
program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to save it.
Mm-hmm.
Save it as
mission
goals. I'm going to put the date, so 5.
And mission statement, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 6-5.
Yeah.
Might not, like,
have a flash on the draft goals.
22. Okay. Oh, just change it.
Yeah.
That's good?
Yeah, agriculture, draft goals, mission statement, 6-5. Perfect.
I do not want to go back to 5.
I think that's 5.
That was my first.
Oh, that's nice. That's a great
party.
That's Stacy's
birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. So that's that.
All right. Okay. So we have that. Do we want to?
Can I interrupt one thing? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'd like to ask Councilor Cummings something along this line. Is this what you are looking for, or what the council will be looking for from this group on the 15th?
I think they'll be thrilled, but that's just me. Not thrilled.
Right, right. Well, I'm just saying, is this the kind of thing you think that they will want presented to them to look at and...
Yes, I mean, the other thing is for the council's purpose is that we will need to also go through the process of getting some advice about. You know, this is definitely yours.
Right.
Because that's a municipal code change that we'll need to do by council vote.
Right.
Right.
So we could adopt all of this at the same time.
Right.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that this is the kind of thing that they want to have discussion about, so that everyone's prepared to, then we'll come back on the 15th, right? And then we're going to meet here, and then on the 15th we'll meet with the council. So as I forward in the notes and drafts for council to look at, this mm-hmm. is the kind of things that you guys will want to talk to them about.
Yeah, so for timing wise, if you're going to be doing your final decision, you know, on the 10th and council is going to be meeting on the 15th, I think it'll just be a work session, so I think it'll be okay.
Right.
You know, I think we'll be okay with that. And it probably would help for the council to go at least see the draft in advance and then any changes to it.
Absolutely.
Some of us like to prepare ahead of time, you know, for those of us who do.
Okay, so.
Great.
What really did a great job, team.
Like, as far as the mission statement and the goals, what would the board like to do? Would we want to wait until the July meeting to formally adopt them, or do we want to release them as an email and vote via email?
No, we don't really vote via email.
Has to be official.
Yeah,
it'll be July 10th.
Okay.
But I'm going to share them by email.
Oh, definitely share them by email. I know that
being on
state commissions, that the state does do it by email.
Yeah.
Post by email. Unions do too. Okay, so the decision is to wait until July and vote. I propose that we vote if we have a quorum or not. that we do not need a full body.
Well, whenever we walk out of there, the book gets passed to the city council.
Right. Correct.
We need to be pretty good.
Right. It's still not officially.
So we'll need to have at least 4 people in there mm-hmm. on the lifetime to vote on it, but if somebody wants to ask for any votes and so forth, beforehand, if you're not all deputy, will become head of the NHL. And then, if you have time tonight, if you'd like to kind of go over some of the stuff, it gives us a lot more detail.
For the percent for arts?
Are you interested in spending the rest of the time doing that?
Arts and culture bylaws discussion is on number 7.
Oh, bylaws is next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that different?
Thank you.
From the first session, there was the pensions.
Oh, this is the graph and
that's the sort of the like rally, slowly, I think, how we operate out of pensions.
Yeah, I have no clue.
One of the bylaws kind of fits most of the
Are there standardized?
There's pretty standardized
citizen
bylaws.
Citizen advisory group bylaws that we can simply follow and adopt, or
do you want to pull up the municipal code and look at what the those look like bylaws? I'm not sure.
I don't think the bylaws.
Yeah,
for example, are the arts?
Talking about this one right here.
No, that's that's percent for the arts.
I'm sorry.
2.005.
And we sent this out before.
Right. So we're wondering. I mean, do we need to write our bylaws from scratch, or can we simply say, "Oh, let's adopt
let's use the library
bylaws and just
board,
you know
bylaws.
Make a few language changes.
But aren't they all under the same generic one for all?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. Because so they're already written.
Because generally, your bylaws will be about who your officers are,
right.
How often mm-hmm.
terms.
Yeah.
Yes.
The size of, and that's all pretty standard.
Dates of meetings for mm-hmm. Wednesday.
Oh Lord, we do not want to write those from the scratch.
I think it'd just be in Municipal Code Chapter 2.
There it is.
Okay. There you go.
Thinking also to next month, isn't the first Wednesday July?
Okay. You know, this kind of says
well, it's the day before the 4th of July.
Right.
I would not know.
I'll be gone the 10th, so I can do the 3rd, but not the 10th.
I can do either one.
I put the 3rd on
I think that's why we did it that way, was because we knew people wouldn't be gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
We okay. had the one off for the 10th because people wouldn't be there, because it's against the 4th. The 4th is Thursday.
Thursday.
Right.
So our meeting would be Wednesday the 3rd.
Yeah.
So
which I can do, but I can't do this one.
I can do either one.
But we don't know about Mary or the Rasta.
And you're gone.
So you're not gone for both days.
Either.
And the
government. All right. Therefore.
But I don't know about everybody.
July 3rd.
July 3rd. So
you're
on
the opposite of you.
Okay. Well, then you're vice chair, so you should be there. You should leave at the 10th.
But if you are not here, then that doesn't give us a quorum. So until we know from
Mary
and Beata.
But one of us will be gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Either way.
Okay.
So we need to find that out.
We need to find that out.
I will be present.
Yay. Yeah, I will be present. Okay. So check the availability.
Really what I wanted to get at with the bylaws was, it was more for this commission to have any kind of authority to do anything, it has to be directed and given by the city council, as I understand it. Presently, in regards to allocating monies to certain projects and or accepting art in the for the city. Both of those two things are now reside, one with the council in accepting art and in appropriating funds for the arts with the city manager and or their designee. So that has to happen at the city council level, I believe. Is that correct?
Because there's money involved.
Right. Mm-hmm. So is this, counselor, is this something that you want them to work on, or is this something that would go to legal and or city council to work on directly?
You're talking about the percent of the arts and
I'm talking about anything that relates to either accepting, which we know from according to the municipal, according
right.
to their code, is acceptance is by the commission, is by the council, and allocating of funds is by the city manager and or their designee. So for that to change, that has to happen at the council level, which then would allow you, if they chose to allow that to happen, if they said, okay, the city council wants to give the allocations of funds that may be incorporated in part by the percentage for the arts to be determined by the Arts and Culture Commission, and or the Arts and Culture Commission will make recommendations to the city council. The language has to change. So
right.
the question is this the body that you want to make a proposal for that language change, or is that something that's better suited for council and or legal?
I was personally thinking that the Arts and Culture Commission should be looking at this language, especially in terms of figuring out, helping the council figure out how its new role fits into this program that we have for the Center here. And it also has a language in here for trust funds, you know what I mean, that
sure.
sort of thing. And the Arts and Culture, so it's how we would incorporate the Arts and Culture Commission into this language. We'll put that language in here. But it is we do need to have legal advice, I think, about, and from our financial people and our attorneys to make sure we're doing this.
So as a suggestion,
yeah.
this is certainly a suggestion.
Right.
This might be the opportunity for us to look at this, what the language that exists presently,
yes.
and make suggestions potentially that you will want to bring up in discussion for your joint meeting, work session with council.
Yeah.
That way you're laying out, we've looked at this. This is where we see that right now the authority lies with either accepting and or appropriating. We'd like to, you know, would you like this body to be either or of those, or would you like them to be an advisory role? I think that's the answers have to come from council,
mm-hmm.
and the legal changes component has to come from council and or legal or both. So I think this is, rather than rewrite a code that we're not code writers, it would be rather making suggestions as to what you feel comfortable with as a commission taking on. Is this something that you want to do? Is this something that you want to take on? If it is, then making the suggestion, we would like this opportunity to advise and or you know, be the agents for the city in these regards and why. And this might be the time where you can start to facilitate that discussion, get those questions down, and then when you come to the greater body, when you're working together on the 15th, you'll be able to have them. And they'll know that they're coming because we'll have sent it already in a packet to the council, so they'll know these are the questions that you're going to be wanting to discuss.
So I really appreciate, you know, the work that's already been in here. For example, the question, one of the first ones on the first page, would it be possible to revisit the list of exclusions? I think that's a great question to pose to council. And I think it would behoove us, you know, group, anybody who might have the time to do so, to look into other cities present for the art programs, city Portland and so forth, and see how what they extend that to. I think there probably is some room for discretion there, but I'm not completely sure. I haven't explored that myself.
And that, when I wrote that, I wasn't sure if
completely question that. It just seemed like a lot of exclusions of really expensive projects.
When the water tower got, you know, that was a multi-million-dollar project, and I'm like,
And certainly there's going to be like emergency work. I can see if there's going to be things that are that need to be excluded.
Sure. Yeah. So again, it might just help them look at some of the other cities. Like as we go in Milwaukee, Portland, Oakville, Cloud and Helen.
And the information about who gets to choose, or at least who provides counsel with the recommendation of what to choose, as well as how the money gets distributed, is all in this code as well.
Yeah.
So, like originally in the terms and the definitions up front in the code, it talks about a selection committee. So I just proposed striking all that, because they only actually refer to that term once anyway, so there's no point in calling it out as a definition. So then, in the program guidelines on the very last page, the 2.230, I cut out the part that had originally talked about selection committees and said, they will take into account our
Yes.
So sorry for the interruption again. Does this make sense? So I will be described questions for discussion with Wesley. City Council and Arts and Cultural Commission. So this is where I can start writing down what these questions are. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think the council would really appreciate that.
All right. So is the first thing that Carrie brought up in regards to 2.210, and would it be possible to ever revisit the list of exclusions? Is that a question you would like as a body to ask?
Yes.
Yes. Council? So I will write that down as the first one. Is that
good? Yeah, and just why don't you just identify it as
2.210.
Yeah.
Can't take in my coffee alone.
Carrie, did anyone else make comments or edits besides Carrie?
Not on the code that I did.
Okay. Carrie, I'm going to ask that as we go through that you talk about the changes and suggestions you make rather than us beating a dead horse. Yeah.
And I apologize that I don't know why it says like in the font that ignore all that. You're fine.
Well, yeah, you're fine.
Does that capture what you want to ask?
It's under the paragraph city project.
Yeah.
City code definition, city project.
Yeah, that's
what we're looking for. Want to specify so they can find it.
Mm-hmm. Project is not ellipsis.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, and then next. Carrie was same section 2.210, next page
D.
Public art D.
And I tossed one in there that was more specific to the cultural part of our mandate, because all the existing bullet points are more kind of the traditional definitions.
Sure.
All right, so help me here.
Okay, so
I don't know what the question is,
city code definitions, it would be public art, under public art, letter D, request to add a statement about works reflecting cultural heritage.
Request and to add?
A statement.
Regarding
cultural heritage works
and installations. It's not really specific to Part D so much. What you're typing is fine. Sorry.
Or it could just be an F.
It was intended to be
another bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, oh, I see. So it should be insert F.
Yeah.
I'm not following you, so okay. One person.
So on public art, it wouldn't be D, it would just be public art request to add an additional statement.
Yeah.
Request to add a statement regarding works of cultural heritage.
Yeah, that's the thing that's different about this document is we are now wanting to embrace cultural and historical heritage.
And even cultural heritage?
That's fine.
We'll have our notes.
Yeah, we'll have our notes. We can add notes to this.
Yeah.
It's great.
You're fine.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, so originally I was going to change the selection committee definition to refer to our commission, but since it's never actually used, I'm just suggesting that they move it from those to the
okay.
terms.
So, Doug, that's 2.210.
But that's, I mean, that's
remove selection committee
yes.
language.
Yes.
Second paragraph of public art trust fund.
And so it's 2.210.
It was actually
its own thing.
It's not part
defined.
Of the part
oh,
of it's
oh,
its
yeah.
So oh, I see. Selection committee. Yeah. Just
remove quote selection committee unquote definition.
And then where are you planning on addressing the issue of selection?
She has it later.
In the program guidelines.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Found the code definitions. Yeah,
I might mention it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So can I just for expedience, like, so I feel like you're redoing some of the work that Carrie has already done, and we provided this document with the track changes, removing formatting stuff that she didn't do to council. Is that okay? I mean,
yeah, that's what council would
prefer.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of you having to redo what Carrie was mentioning.
Yeah.
We can
still
talk through it, but
yeah,
you might
I think
not
we can talk through it,
but
you
might
not
have to
leave. And
so.
We're used to operating that way. Yeah. Just
right,
these questions off
so
the
you
side.
So you want to take this document?
We're off this document.
Yeah.
Clean it up. Like, we could take off some of these formatting.
Yeah.
And give that to us, council. Those are our questions.
Plus, any other questions, people?
Those highlighted areas.
So you want it inside the document then. So you have it here and then you have the, I'm not following you completely. So obviously you have your comments over here. Do you want to just keeping that on your comment changes be your questions? Or do you want these here and then with the questions that accompany them?
So a cleaned up version of this you can just pass along with comments and more.
You know, it doesn't hurt to have questions spelled out. You know, it doesn't hurt to do this. But the council does like to see red line versions, you know, of what you think should be deleted or added and like that.
Right, so the question is, do we want to have Doug keep scribing for us? Or do we just want to work out the
I'm happy to write these questions. As long as it's relevant and it's worth your I just think that you might want to have these in there like that so that they you all have the same prompts.
I agree.
Because they may, on here, you're all going through it and looking at it. If you present it as this, even with clean format, there's some of them that might get skipped over, not on purpose, but just because it is. And here you're coming with a set list of questions you want to ask in reference to the code.
Yeah. The other thing is that next month, once we've got a chance to look at this, and Mary and Beata have two, we may have comments on this that we want to include with our questions. I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt to have both.
I don't either. I think that's a good idea.
No, I think it's a good idea, especially for the listening public. Yep.
Okay, Carrie?
So then the next point was 2.215 dedication of 100% of public art. It talks about that, and this is more kind of the nitty-gritty of how they determine the percentage or the lump sum of which we get the slice. It was, I don't know if it's a question appropriate for council or not, but it talks about how it's applied to the estimated total cost at the beginning for phase projects, and that just felt like we might be leaving money on the table because
as anyone who's ever had like a remodel, any other phase project goes, your initial estimates are often low. So I'm wondering if that, and maybe this is another thing that he did for researching other cities' codes. I just want to make sure that we're being consistent and we aren't inadvertently moving out on anything from a phase project.
This is sort of a phase project, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 2.05 under phase project.
Okay.
Yeah. Why is this?
What's the question?
Why is this?
What, curious if this should be, if this could result in underfunding.
Right,
yeah,
there.
And it's truly just curiosity on their part. Like, maybe that's totally standard. I don't want to go to a council meeting and be like, what's up with that? Like, why?
But that's why, that's why we ask.
I'm guessing that this language means something. I think it's trying to say, you know, sometimes projects are kind of small and they're not going to generate enough to make a meaningful installation or something. And there's also the fact that not everything might, the commission might not decide to dedicate everything to something physical.
Well, I can actually give you the history on this.
Yeah.
When we first started to build this space, the library prior to this was in the Bolton Fire Hall. And so when we started to build this space, and we had this dedication of 1.5% for the art did come in phases. So, for instance, this was the children's room, and all the tiles were designed by Anne, I can't remember her name, but there was, you know, a budget for that.
Yeah.
There was art on the walls that was judged, and there was art, but there was also, because we were waiting on the landscaping, there was art outside too. So that's why this each phase in that line is in there. Do we still need it? I don't know.
Does that imply then that the 1.5% always needs to be applied within the context of the project from which the...
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I understand it. Like, mm-hmm. if you have a building that you're building 3 years, and so phase one, and blah, and phase two, and blah, you got 1.5% of each of those 3 phases. And then, from what I'm reading, the council could decide either to allocate the 1.5 of the full cost of all of the project at once, or they can choose to portion it out along with the phasing of the project.
If they want to have an overall art plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, though, does that mean that the funds from any project, phase or otherwise, have to be spent within the project's oversight, or can we lump together?
Put in the pool.
Exactly. Like, say we decide to buy a Rodin sculpture for downtown, but it's going to take a whole lot of years worth of projects to do that. Can we pool money from multiple projects, or does it have to be allocated?
On that project. Phase of that project.
And if the latter, do we want it that way, or do we need to unhandle language if we want to do it?
Very normal.
Yeah, and that would be almost.
I think that is a very key policy question.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be a fool. Because it's not that much new building. Right. And a lot of people just feel like we're going to have
significant.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if there's, you know, and it's sometimes it's hard to get public art in what Alton and Connor Tower.
Yeah.
Or you're going to put public art there. But if you can get a little bit of funding and put it towards doing art or festival,
well,
or whatever,
that
would be.
That's just doing physical art too.
Yes.
Because then could you just save it so that you can host a concert at the new medical clinic? Or like, it's going to make sense.
Or the water
shower. So we want to add that question to this, to number 4. We want to add that question about funding for specific phases in the restricted to that phase and that, or can
that
it
project
be,
or can it be across project, across phases,
yes,
and or across projects?
So on that same, and then number four does.
Yep.
Just add that about.
So can you
do funds need to be spent within the phase and within the project from which they were raised, or?
Yes, spend only
yeah,
on that project,
yes,
or limited to that project, or?
Or can they be pooled?
Or, in other words, I can see two things happening. You could have a threshold.
If they were acquired?
Were dedicated,
mm-hmm,
or
appropriated?
Appropriated.
I could see two things. One would be if you have a threshold, and so if it was just like a, let's just say a $50,000 project, and that doesn't take, it wouldn't be something in the
mm-hmm,
we would go into the, but having said that, I think it would also be nice to have some kind of a, something that's sort of like a master plan, so that if you had a goal, you know, if you could identify,
right,
you know, what that would be for.
So it's not just talking away for a mini day and
yeah,
never actually.
And all of a sudden, you know, you've got this chunk of money, you still have to figure out why.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so does that capture it?
Mm-hmm. Should we put our recommendation there? The commission recommends some.
How about we do the questions and then let's do a recommendation? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And even if we don't get the recommendations tonight, we can do it at our next meeting. So.
Yeah, let's go through this. Because I want to reread this before going to the recommendations.
I connect public art
customers. And here again, this was really just intended as an ignorant question from me that talks about how funds shall be deposited into the public art trust fund by the city official or employee acting on behalf of the participating department. And I'm assuming that we're in a, like, we're making recommendations, we aren't actually.
Handle.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm,
I assume that's still true, that suddenly that,
so
the passage of the money doesn't change by virtue of us existing.
Right, so has money been deposited in the trust fund?
That was a question that came up at our Edmonton House to extend.
And I think we decided that there was not money in that account. There is a fund that exists. That was initially established. There isn't any funds, but they do reconcile. They mark when things are spent for that. So in reference to it, the library, when we redid the hollow downstairs, created the hollow, we did more than 3% or 1.5% on the arts and the art that you see in the room, which was likely was purchased. So that shows in that line, even though there wasn't a standing body to do that with. So. It shows that art was acquired. It was spent more than, we spent more than the 1.5% on it. And it's sort of, we're doing it in lieu of having somebody to bring it forward.
So we should just assume that, like, all.
I can't speak for other departments. I just know that for our department, and then when we did the parking lot, it was the same way. I think Library Advisory Board was involved in that a little bit. But obviously the roof would not be, because that's kind of like a public project, it's, or a public, you know, utility project, so
yeah,
it's not new construction. There's all the definitions of that. I know that a lot of public work mm-hmm, things don't necessarily qualify in this sort of way.
So this goes, I mean, this goes back to the other, but I sort of assumed that the city had a line item in the budget that was arts and culture funding.
We did, but
whether it's funded or not. Right.
Yeah, we did.
But it all was 1.5%
of the building. We started starting low level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should assume zero.
Yeah.
So I don't know that that's even a question. Did you pass on to the city council? That was the most question I had. And if the blanket assumption was, of course, you wouldn't be able to know, you don't need to ask that question.
Okay.
But then it specifically breaks out in the code
that 1% is for acquiring the art and 0.5% is for the accessing or whatever it's called.
Maintenance, conservation.
Yes. And there again, that makes sense potentially for some types of art. Like if you have a mural that you have to retouch every couple years or whatever. But maybe that makes sense when you don't have a commission overseeing these things. But it seems like without being here overseeing these things, it would be kind of awfully limiting if we always had to put our money into a separate bucket to be accessing. So I was hoping we could get rid of that and just have that be part of our budgeting process, not dictated.
I'm gonna look for your document real quick if you guys don't mind, and then I can just take that, I can cut paste it off of that.
I think this is again a really good policy question, and another one would go on with that is because I think it's actually difficult.
Okay.
To have set aside that is a good question.
And maybe
it needs marginal comments. That's, I don't know how you get to those here, but that's
what
we
can
do. We can probably change
the view.
Because that's where you can copy and paste her comments. Who's the question sheet?
And just drag it over.
So go in the review and then you can
there they are.
It's just because it was blown up.
And it ain't red.
People,
I used to
have a red
line.
There. Yes, there. Should we change this so it's not broken out?
Very good.
That.
Read about
question them. Six.
Where's the problem?
Yeah, and then, like I said, here maybe for different types of programs,
yeah,
it would be more something to put.
And this is A and B, both questions about both. Together,
yes. A comma B.
A
slash
B. Dash
B.
Yeah,
A
dash B.
Is that the way you want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
So your next one is
number four.
So that same page, it talks about the disbursements. It seems like that would be a good place to add some language referencing arguments. So upon recommendation.
Number four. Yeah.
The Arts and Culture Commission, as established by code, I put the numbers in there. Section 2.075.
I
agree. It's not clear to me why you need to read the city manager. The city manager ministers, but
yes,
I think that might just be a carryover from the way it used to be done.
This one here?
Should this be changed to include something?
Recommendation.
And then, of course, there's questions there of how strong that language is. Is it just on recommendation of, or specific to what we demand, or whatever?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting call to look at, because, again, your advice is always, and it might have to be...
Are we advising you, and then you tell the city manager how to...
Well, no, you guys are going to tell the... Our advisory boards don't tell the city manager what to do. The council does,
So maybe it can even reference. So maybe it's not on recommendation of the commissioner, maybe it's for what
council. Yeah, this is a big question mark on this one.
Yeah.
Right. Our advisory capacity to the council, who then decides what to tell
right.
the city
manager. I mean, that's why we're here.
It's like a chain of, yeah.
yeah. Why have a commission if you're not included in the
decision?
Right. Yeah, the recommendation.
Right.
But it might not change, like this is just talking specifically about the disbursement happening through the city manager, and that maybe that doesn't change because that's how it would be, it's just
instead of council has
their own devices to make the purchase decision, they're getting
devices. Yeah. I think, you know, I could be wrong, but I'm just guessing that this is the original put in there. For a type of model where more of this went through the city manager, it kind of shielded the council from having to be in that role.
Okay.
But now that the council can be shielded by having their own. then we get to share the burden and the blame of.
Yeah.
You put what? Where?
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
And then finally, at the program guidelines, so the heading at the top of the last page, you know, it used to say such guidelines may, and in there is where it says provide for the appointment of a selection committee. So I revised that and just said that basically all the other bullet points under there seems like the things that we would be doing as a commission. So I changed that to read. Such guidelines will take into account the recommendations provided by the city's Arts and Culture Commission as established in the code, and may, and then I changed that second bullet point about selection committees and said that as a commission we might recommend a selection committee if necessary for. Seems like I might as well keep it in there just in case.
What's a third party selection committee? What, why would we have that?
Well, so if you have like a really super big project or something like that, you could form an ad hoc committee. And maybe if it was something that, I don't know, I'm just guessing, involved maybe a tribal project or a historical project. So you want people from different.
Or just something that we do in the Heritage Committee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe third party, that's probably more of a carryover from my software services days of the client is a software company for third parties. Maybe it doesn't make sense here.
Well, I think we can leave it and then try to come up with an alternate term.
That concludes my intending to be a lawyer. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you were a lawyer?
Oh, I said pretending to be.
Pretending. Well, you've done a good job.
Yeah.
So a language change proposal and then the quotes, does that get the gist of the...
You guys, it's been a lot of good work.
Okay. So what I'll do is actually, can I make an assignment, Chair?
Sure.
All right, Carrie, can you just on yours, since this is the body of it, can you just send Mel and I the red line copy without the comments?
Yeah.
And then the comments can stay in here and we'll submit them together as questions.
Okay. Oh, excellent.
Does that make sense? Is everybody okay with that?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, it's really not that painful to read, so I definitely make sure
no.
if you have strong feelings about it, it would be great.
Just by way of first question, the art that was installed in the library, you know when that was deaccessed and what happened to any of it?
You got, which one are we talking about?
Well, I mean, like the custom tiles and some of the artwork for the walls.
So the one piece that sits behind, that was behind the back of the fireplace,
right. Mm-hmm.
That's been moved because the quilt was put there. Mm-hmm. So it was just sitting behind the quilt,
right.
Now it's over in the media room. The tile, I'm not sure unless...
Well, they were tiles. They.
Did you see, have you seen the one across from the, there's one across from the lab here, the computer lab? That may be a representation of it. It's on the wall, a big piece.
Okay.
That may be it.
You mean the big round?
Yes.
No, that's not what I'm talking
about. Then I do not know what happened to those if we pull them all down. There is, I think we talked about this last time, Mike Jones, who is the Annexity counselor, he and his wife have agreed to have a plaque or something put up downstairs where, down in anywhere in the area where the actual figures are, explaining what they are and by the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So she still works, or she's studying with that ceramicist, so they want to do something that identifies it, and he's willing to do that. So they're willing to pay for that for the city.
Wow.
So that's something that can, in the future, can come towards this group and figure out what you can go through with.
Okay. All right.
Can I talk about a completely arbitrary thing that's not on the agenda? Just
sure.
Yeah. The Clackamas County Arts Alliance, they have this program, they have this exhibiting artist program that you may or may not be aware of, where they basically have a gallery that consists of just available walls in various public spaces. So like they have stuff in the perimeter. A lot of them are in Barnes, like a health clinic and a public works building and city hall and things like that. And they're looking for more wall spaces for the ones that stand the program. And right now there aren't any in Westland. And they just have like a public appeal on their website for, you know, do you have a wall or no a wall that I could use some art? And they do all the management of it. They coordinate the artists and they do all the hanging and all that. But I thought that might be a super easy early win as a commission.
Mm-hmm.
If there were walls at City Hall or
we have walls at Providence.
Mm-hmm. I think you might have
that would be cool.
I'd love, to see the art move and change. We've had high school art in there and did something that I love it when we're a changing.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And, so, and since they do all of the actual administration of it, I'm sure they only want so many walls and they can say, oh, here's 37 and all of that, but I think in my city hall or maybe the Providence location, by the old Albertson or,
Would you be willing to bring us more concrete information, Karnak, for the next meeting?
I'm sure, and I can send you guys a link to the.
Yeah, and then we can then we can put it on the agenda.
Okay.
I can put Sherry on the agenda.
That's this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I picked it up.
And
it's somewhere.
I got her the quote from the new manager of the Westland Farmer's Market. Once I have a table or a tent weekly, whatever, with rotating sort of cultural stuff with art and literature and various other things. So that's probably another opportunity to for me, it's gonna be what to start like figuring out what's out there. But
would it be just for display, or would it also be a point of sale?
I think it might be a point of sale, but it's sort of, I think it was a very brief Facebook post, but she's interested in writing
that's great.
The market and having sort of things there, and so including a table or a tent with art and all these things that are not just fruits and vegetables. So I'm happy to share my
that would be great. Okay.
And we were talking too about maybe thinking about inviting the Clackamas Arts Alliance to come to one of our meetings and talk about what they do and how they have helped different cities form their arts commissions. I think about more than and then another one is Brian Wagner of the Oregon. He's the kind of the community engagement person for Oregon Arts Commission.
Oh wow, that'd be great.
Yeah. He's very, very willing to do that.
Put him on our agenda. Would he come to speak at a meeting? Is that
except for you guys. Yeah. He did a presentation at City Hall for us, about the development that was
You could get the information to us and then maybe we could pursue it for this fall.
Do we want to have a coming out party for the ACC or announce to the community?
I definitely think that's a great idea.
Yes.
I was supposed to be a W call.
So I
get
all the chance.
I like the coming out.
It might not hurt to have an article in the paper and just invite people to join the process and I'll come to meetings and tell them about how exciting and dynamic it is to be starting this up and looking for ideas.
Because I was Googling for the PSA for the other day, and one of the scripts that I got was an article in the Tiding from November that was saying how the commission was being informed.
Yeah.
So they were aware of it, and so it would be good to have positive press. Because it was kind of a weird article, because they were talking about why, like a sorted history of why it fell apart or something. So it would be good to be like, look at us doing that. So.
That's how I found out the plot.
From that article, I was like, oh,
there are people.
Good.
Okay, well, that's a great agenda for next meeting.
Press release.
No, I will check the date availability with Yata and Mary. And if you want, email me when you can.
Yep.
Because right now I won't remember it.
And I unfortunately won't
be there. Oh, you're going to be gone all summer.
I'm just gone, and it just happens to be the first part of the hour. I'll be.
Now we'll send out a notice.
Of course.
Google poll between July 3rd and July 10th, is that right?
July 3rd, July 10th, you'd like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
We need to see what the best availability
that's
is.
That's
a good point.
Yeah. Thank you. I know. I'm not at a job, I'm so used to doing it myself.
Right.
And if I don't do it, it doesn't get done.
I'll be in Ashland at the time, so I'll be
experiencing
art.
Good for you. Okay, it's 5 to 7, unless anyone has something pressing.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You're going to be terrific, I know.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
No, seriously, I'm very impressed with you.
Thank you.
Knowing how to run
Thank
a
you.
Meeting.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Anybody opposed? We are adjourned till next month.
Thank you.